The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 4 o'clock hour, and I am absolutely delighted that you have joined me this afternoon. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Just a real quick note, I have the privilege of teaching the Pastor's Bible class at Genoa Baptist in Westerville tonight. Last Wednesday, tonight, and next Wednesday, 3 Wednesdays in a row, I have the privilege of teaching the pastor's Bible class at Genoa Church, Genoa Baptist, in Westerville. Many of you have services on Wednesday night. That's where you need to be. If you don't, I would love to see you tonight at Genoa Church. Actually begins at 6:45. I'm going to have a hard time actually making it by 6:45, but I'm going to do my best. But they sing a few songs beforehand. And tonight, the pastor's Bible class is usually in the main auditorium sanctuary. It's also called the WAC. It's a multi-purpose room. But tonight, they're having their big kids' night in the auditorium. And so they're moving the pastor's class to the children's building. That is one of the newer buildings there in the complex. And the first floor of the children's building. If you walk in any of the doors of the big complex, ask anybody where the pastor's Bible class is, or ask anybody where the children's building is, and they'll give you directions, and you can be there in just a couple minutes. So tonight, we are meeting not where we normally meet. We are meeting in the children's building on the first floor of the children's building. So I hope to see you tonight. I'm looking forward to being there. Although, I'm going to absolutely destroy something most of you probably assume about the Bible. Yeah, I'm going to totally destroy it. Biblically, I think I can prove it to you, but I'm going to destroy something that most people believe. And I'm probably going to completely ruin a couple of really, really popular songs. Yeah, I'm just going to ruin them by going to the Bible. Not all popular songs are biblical. I think most of them are, but there are a few that are very popular. In fact, one that was kind of the theme of a very, very popular Christian movie is not correct. It's not. Tonight starts at 6:45. If you get there by 7 o'clock, you'll be okay. You'll be okay. That's Genoa Church in Westerville, about 5 miles north of Westerville on Route 3, at the corner of Route 3 and Lewis Center. Good news out of Missouri. I promised I would have that for you when we came back from the break. And indeed, here is the headline. Missouri may become the first abortion-free state. The last abortion clinic in the entire state of Missouri might shut down. You ready for this? This week. It is very possible that the entire state of Missouri, maybe without a single abortion facility, they would be the first state in America since Roe v. Wade that has completely shut down all the abortion clinics. Now, it is not because of new laws or new legislation. Missouri did sign into law a very restrictive abortion bill normally called a heartbeat bell. But I think everybody knows that that will probably be not overturned, but there will be an injunction, a stay issued, so the law cannot go into effect. So it's not because of any new laws. It is because the only abortion clinic in the state of Missouri that is operated by the big business, the abortion business, Planned Parenthood, their current license expires this Friday. And it does not look at this point that the state health department will issue a new license. Again, not because of any new legislation, but because of health issues. In fact, at this one abortion clinic run by Planned Parenthood in Missouri, more than 70 women have been rushed to local hospitals after failed abortions at this particular Planned Parenthood center. And because of health issues, their license expires on Friday, and there is a very good chance that Missouri's health department will refuse to renew its annual license to provide abortion in the state. If the license is not renewed, Missouri will be the first state without a functioning abortion clinic since 1973, when Roe v. Wade was decided. And at this point, today, it looks like a very good possibility that the Planned Parenthood facility will not pass the inspection by the state health department, and therefore, it would be closed. Now, can they appeal that? I don't know. The story I'm reading, it says if the license is not renewed by May 31st, the Planned Parenthood clinic would be closed. So that's good news out of Missouri. Not so good news out of Illinois. As most of you know, Illinois is a liberal left-controlled state. Quote, Illinois could follow New York in approving legislation legalizing abortion up to birth. The Illinois State House of Representatives has rushed through a controversial pro-abortion bill that would legalize abortions for basically any reason up to the day of delivery, up to birth. It is called the Reproductive Health Act. It was passed by the State House of Representatives by a 64-50 vote. Yeah, it was intentional that they did it over the Memorial Day weekend. Yep. The Thomas More Society is describing the bill as, quote, the most radical piece of abortion legislation that has ever been introduced in the state of Illinois. Not only would it declare that abortion is a, quote, fundamental right, without any exceptions, for almost any reason, up to the day of the due date. In addition, this piece of legislation would require health insurance plans to cover abortions, including late-term abortions, without any exemptions for people with religious or moral objections. So in other words, in Illinois, if this legislation is passed and signed by the governor, if you are a Christian doctor, you could be forced to provide abortions regardless of your religious convictions. Quote, the bill creates a fundamental right to abortion with the strongest protections in law above even the First Amendment right to free speech. In Illinois, Democrats control both state houses, and Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker has indicated that he will sign the bill if it reaches his desk. Interesting. That's just two states over from Ohio. Illinois, so it looks like it. However, Clarence Thomas just doesn't say a whole lot, but when he does, it is worth reading. Wait till you hear what he said about abortion yesterday. I'll have that for you when we come back. Hey, by the way, If you have a Bible skeptic in your sphere of influence, a family member, a friend, or whatever, encourage them to be listening at 5 o'clock. There is a brand new discovery. Well, it's an old discovery with a new twist that's going to make it very, very difficult for the Bible deniers to continue being a denier. I'll have that at 5 o'clock.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Let me clarify tonight. We had some calls here at the station, and I'm not sure what I said that was not clear, but let me make it clear. I am speaking at Genoa Baptist Church tonight. I am speaking. I have the privilege of teaching the pastor's Bible class at Genoa Baptist Church, north of Westerville tonight. It's about 5 miles north of Westerville. It's at the corner of Route 3 and Lewis Center Road. Service actually begins at 6:45, but they always sing some songs. If you can't get there till 7 o'clock, I doubt that I'm going to make it by 6:45. I'm going to leave the minute I get off the air, but with traffic and all that. If you don't make it till 7 o'clock, you'll be fine. They normally meet in the what they call the WAC, the main sanctuary auditorium, but they got a big children's thing in there tonight. They're going to fill that whole thing. So the pastor's Bible class is going to be moved to the first floor of the children's building. First floor of the children's building, that's where the adult pastor's Bible class will be held tonight, and I will be teaching. So I just had some questions, some people call. I just wanted to clarify. Tonight, Genoa Baptist, I will be teaching, and I would love to see you. If your church has a Wednesday night service, that's where you need to be, and I'm serious. But if not, come on over. And if you do, please give me the opportunity of meeting you. Clarence Thomas doesn't say a whole lot, but he's a brilliant jurist. Some of his legal opinions, written opinions, are just brilliant. And he has issued one of those, I think it was yesterday. The Supreme Court dealt with a case in the, Pennsylvania, Indiana, about... the Supreme Court heard part of the appeal, didn't refuse to hear the rest of it, and I've got the details later, and I may get to that later in the program. But as a result, it was an abortion issue, and Clarence Thomas proved he knows his history far better than any liberal that I know of. Listen to this. Abortion is a disturbingly effective tool for eugenics, Supreme Court Justice warns. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas cited lessons from the history of the American eugenics movement in warning that abortion can be a tool to eliminate entire segments of the population. Now, he doesn't mention Margaret Sanger, but he might as well have. He says, and I quote, "A growing body of evidence suggests that eugenic goals are already being realized through abortion." Then he talked about the use of abortion in Asia to try to get rid of the female population. Females in Asia are not as valuable as males. So a family, when they had the one-child policy, and a couple would get pregnant. They would find out that the baby was going to be a girl. They killed it. They didn't want a girl because girls aren't valuable. Girls can be thrown away. They wanted a male. And so they used abortion for eugenics in Asia. He's talked about the worldwide use of abortion to babies diagnosed with Down syndrome. Then he also talked about the abortion ratio among the American black population compared to that of the white population. Quote, with today's prenatal screening tests and other technologies, abortion can easily be used to eliminate children with unwanted characteristics. Indeed, the individualized nature of abortion gives it even more eugenic potential than birth control, which simply reduces the chance of conceiving any child. Then he did mention Alan Guttmacher, the former Planned Parenthood president. He said, quote, endorse the use of abortion for eugenics reasons. And then he cited the U.S. Supreme Court in the 1927 Buck versus Bell, Bell decision, supported the forced sterilization of certain people. And then he talked about the what was called the great problem of the South. And that great problem of the South was getting rid of the black population. And then he goes into the disproportionate number of black babies that are aborted as compared to whites and so forth. He added, whatever the reasons for these disparities, they suggest, insofar as abortion is views as a method of family planning, black people do indeed take the brunt of the so-called planning. Then he talked about Iceland aborting 100% of Down syndrome babies and so on. This is very, very brave for a Supreme Court justice. Very brave, but very historical. That Planned Parenthood was given birth in an effort to reduce the population of black people in America. It was eugenics. Now, today, I think it's generally believed that here in America, whether you're conservative, liberal, eugenics is despicable. And what Clarence Thomas is pointing out is that abortion is a form of eugenics. Now, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was furious at Clarence Thomas for what he said yesterday. Furious. Well, the problem is everything he said is true. Everything he said is backed up by solid history. Everything he said is historically accurate. And yet, Ruth Bader Ginsburg fired off a mean rebuttal to Clarence Thomas because, of course, she is a very, very strong abortion supporter. Good for Clarence Thomas. Took a great deal of courage for him to write that. But he spoke the truth. He spoke the truth. Good for him. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.